Alterralia being represented this morning by Kevin Hammer. We're going to talk some middle school activities. And Kevin, thanks for the time. Let's, I guess, begin with some band and maybe some field trips to start things off.
Yeah, you bet. Kind of a busy time of year, obviously, with all the schools around us. But we have a middle school band concert coming up April 28th. Right now it's scheduled for. That might change, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. We have a couple activities going on that same day. But Mrs. Nettle and Mrs. Peterson will have that going on that evening. Then at the end of the year, we like to always end with some field trips for our kids. The 7th grade on May 11th will be going to Spirit Lake to the Polaris Industries, where they make Victory motorcycles and ATVs. We'll go see that in the morning, and then after that, we'll go to Iowa Lakes Community College in Emmitsburg, so they get a chance to look at what the community colleges can offer. Then on Wednesday, May 13th, we take the 8th grade to the state capitol in Des Moines in the morning there, and then an Iowa Cubs baseball game afterwards.
Nice.
So that's always a great chance for them to get out and see some things as well.
Boy, cross your fingers for a nice sunny 80-degree day, that one.
Yeah, we had a real nice one last year we went down there, so we're hoping for the same thing going on that day.
Hey, I know we have a big day coming up with your science fair. Let's hear some information on this.
Yeah, this Thursday from 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the evening, we'll be open to the public. We have our middle school science fair, and it involves our 6th through 8th grade students. Have probably over 150 projects there. This year we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to have the BB's College students come over, and they're going to do some judging on it, so that's kind of exciting. They'll be talking to our students there and seeing what they have done this year. Some neat ideas some of the kids have. They always plants are a good one to do. We have some wind energy. And then we also have, with the Super Bowl this year, we have Deflategate going on. We have some kids testing football and how easy or hard it is to catch with different pounds of pressure in them, so we got okay. That going on as well.
Okay. Nice. Now, how did you tie in the BV students? I think that's a great asset to the science fair. I'm sure the kids will get a kick out of that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. We just, Mrs. Phelps and myself, just started talking about other ways we can improve our science fair and judging the aspect of it, and we got the idea of maybe getting hold of the science department over at BV, and they said that would be a great idea, and they're going to send some students over, so we're looking forward to that.
All right, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade science fair, and mention the time for me one more time.
Yeah, 6:30 to 8 o'clock this Thursday in the evening, so open to the public over here at Aurelia in our gymnasium, so we're looking forward to that.
Hey, one great thing about our school spotlight, let's give a special shout-out for a behind-the-scenes MVP at school.
Boy, I guess. Mrs. Piercy is going to be retiring this year after a great career. She's our middle school English teacher. Has been over here for quite some time and has done a great job, big asset to our school, and we're surely going to miss her, but she'll start a new chapter in her life, retirement. I'm sure they got a lot of plans going on, her and Kim, with some price and vacationing and, and camping. So we'll miss her, but we're happy to see her go on to her next chapter.
All the best. And, Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Have a great week this week, and enjoy the field trips next month.
All right, will do. Thanks, Chris.
Kevin Hammer representing Alterralia, some middle school items with our school spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLinkRadio.com.